So, I think I'm a convert. I think I believe in magic now.
You believe in magic? What?
Well, at least the possibility of, I feel like, so I'm listening to this book that is attempting to scientifically prove that magic exists, right? Mm-hmm. And not magic in the sense of like hocus pocus, casting spells, but also yes, at the same time.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So basically, it's really talking about the things that happen that are between people, like the those weird experiences that happen in the connections between people.
Yeah.
Right? Like in the space between humans.
Yeah.
That isn't quite explained. So it's considered psi is what it's called. There's psi experience, and psi is short for something. I don't remember what it is. I don't remember if it's an acronym or if it's short for a word. Right. So, but basically, I don't know. I'm easily converted on things. If you have enough, if you talk about stats and stuff, I'm like, all right, this person knows what you're talking about. I believe in magic now. Magic exists. So magic exists. Set up a booth. Magic exists. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. But it makes you at least think about things a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Right? Think about, so because the whole thing is about like almost like we call it, I think science, he hasn't gotten to this. He hasn't made this analogy, but like space-time.
Yeah.
You're like the fabric of space-time or dark matter or something that exists. There's like other names that cultures have for something that's similar to that.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, he hasn't said it, so I don't know if it is. I don't know enough about space. I don't know.
You do sound like you're duped.
Yeah. I'm so easily duped. I don't know enough about enough things to not get duped. I know that about me, though. Yeah. I know I'm dupable.
I know I'm dupable.
So, but... You know, that thing that... Okay, so for example, let's use examples, right? Okay. When you notice that someone's staring at you.
Yeah.
That's happening in the connection between people. Again, they don't use this language, the connection, the distance between people.
Do they talk about, like, people falling in love and, like, that those connections that people always talk about, like that?
Do you think falling in love is magic, is what you're saying? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm talking about the connection between people that love each other. That like,
well, they talk about connections between people that are closer to each other, and there's actually a form of meditation where people train their brain to send compassionate thoughts to their loved one, who's also trained their brain to send and receive these compassionate. And of course, what are you thinking about? Butt? You're thinking about butt stuff? No. You're thinking about butt stuff sending.
No,
meditating and sending butt stuff through distant time and space.
No, I guess so. Have you ever seen the thing where people put somebody in a room and they focus on them and they make them orgasm with their like sexy thoughts?
What the fuck do you watch? Why don't you ever talk to me about this weird stuff you watch? You never talk to me about the weird porn you watch. Why don't you talk to me about this? You know I don't watch porn. I want to know what's out there.
Yeah, there's, you'll make there's fun of me about
tele-orgasms. What is that? Like, that is the weird porn you would watch. You should be embarrassed of your porn you watch. I've never heard anybody talk about this stuff. I watch comedian after comedian get on stage and attempt to talk about the most obscure, embarrassing, asinine porn they can find. I've never once heard about this, unless this is just a porn that everybody holds in high esteem. Is this a very respected porn?
I don't know. I don't goodness. Have anyone to talk to about.
So
porn.
This would fall under magic.
Yes, this is magic.
Goddamn right, this is magic. I mean, most people can't even figure out how to do it in close proximity, let alone send it across time and space. Yeah, this is magic. This is magic. So you've seen this. Like, when is this? Is this a clinical thing, or is this like a? Is it like, if I don't mean to be crass about this, but is this like a? Is this something people watch for pleasure, or is this? Are there people in lab coats during this?
What do you think?
I don't know. Here's what I think. I think lab coats, no pants. Lab coats, bottomless, socks and shoes.
They're in lab coats.
They're in lab coats? Okay, so this was a scientific study?
Yeah.
Okay.
What country do you think the science... Well, like, what nationality do you think these people that were conducting this...
Oh, man, until you asked me that question, they were white. They were so white. they were like in Oregon white, you know what I mean? They were like Colorado.
Yeah.
You know, somewhere where weed is legal. Yeah. You know, like San Francisco.
Yeah.
But since you asked that question, I'm assuming they're a shade of brown. Because like, you asked it several ways as if to like... Because you didn't... It's like you can't separate the question... From the question asker, right?
Yeah.
So you almost were, you almost didn't want to say, what type of brown people do you think they are? Right? But not that, but like that.
Yeah.
Right? So, okay. So I got to think about the more sexually free countries, right? So I'm just going to eliminate China. And if it's China already and already eliminated the right answer, so be it. It is what it is, right? Then I guess I'm just not magic, yeah. Right? So, Japan is open for me there, except I don't know how closely rooted their meditation culture is to their sex culture,
mm-hmm.
right? And the only place where meditation culture and sex culture are closely linked for me is India,
mm-hmm.
right? So I would have to have them be some sort of Indian. Does that sound racist? Is that phrase some sort of Indian sound racist? Is that a racist phrase? But so Indian, like, you know, Indian.
Yeah.
Is what I would have them as. Like, I want to be more specific, but I don't know enough about space.
They were either Chinese or Japanese. I kind of forget.
Okay.
They were.
So you don't really know.
Yeah, all right. Really.
But anyway, so what did you learn?
Magic.
Yeah?
It's possible. It can be done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at the very least, so here are things about the experiment, since I don't know, you're trying to speak in catchphrases right now for some reason. So here are things about the experiment that I assume. I assume that they first got a physiological baseline for what happens to the body during a mechanical orgasm.
It's not that scientific. Like, they didn't.
What the fuck were they wearing lab coats for? Wait, so lab coats, no pants or pants?
No, they were in, like, there was like a lab coat person, and they were like, but like some of them were like regular clothing, and it was just like, I kind of forget, like a little window to look through, maybe.
Because people can will themselves to an orgasm.
Yeah.
Like, I remember I proved I got college. Remember I told you I could do that? I did it. You don't remember?
No.
We were both fucking. Man, there was like a short period of time where we, like 2 weeks or so, where we got really drunk together a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like a very short time.
Yeah. Yeah. We're like, woo, never again.
Yeah. Well, you kept getting blackout drunk. Whatever. Okay, so wait, what are we talking about? Japanese orgasms. All right, so.
Magic. I think we were talking about magic.
Magic orgasms, right? Magic orgasms. But that's important, though, because that's what makes it credible.
Yeah.
Because you have to have a physiological baseline for what an orgasm, what happens during an orgasm, especially for the people that are test subjects. This, like, here, let me see, here. Make it. Like, okay, measure that.
Yeah.
Measure that very scientific orgasm. And then you do the thing. And if it's the same thing, then you say, all right, that's an orgasm. I mean, well, that's like, that's a remote orgasm at the very least. But how do you, yeah, it's weird. Because you would have to have, here's how, here's, because I'm listening to this book. the way that they really do these experiments super scientific.
Oh, really?
Like, they're scientists.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
but scientists can be quacks, too.
Yeah,
but... what book am I listening to now that you got me on?
Oh, Fantasyland?
Fantasyland. Like, you're talking about magic to me when I'm in the middle of Fantasyland. I'm like, he's duped. Like,
yeah, I am duped, but here's the thing. Here's the science of it all, right? So here's what this would make this scientific, at least in this book that I'm reading. What they would do is they would assign random times when a person was allowed to send out the thoughts to make the person orgasm.
Really?
Yeah, and it's like they.
But how do you control somebody's thoughts?
You just have them agree to it. Like, we're trying to prove, like, if you want to prove that this is the case, let's do this. You know what I mean? Don't be a dickhead. Stop. Stop tickling her twat right now. Stop it. Don't do it. Stop doing it right now.
But now then you're like trying not to think about it, and you're going to be thinking about it.
I don't think people who have their mind trained to the ability to send orgasms across space and time, I think they can probably handle when to do that. I think it might be a little more effort than you're assuming. I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to say.
It's hard to say.
So, but, you know, you would have to do that. You would have to have it random. Like, you'd have to have them go into the boxes, you know, at different times, this amount of times during the day. And this is when you're allowed to send the thoughts.
Yeah.
This is when you don't. This is when you do. And then she would
say... Did you say that they go in the boxes?
They would have them, because you have to have them in... Like, they put these people in soundproof, electronic-proof rooms.
Yeah.
In my mind, they're boxes. they're these dark black boxes with lights in them. So...
They sit on a stool
put them in a box. Put them in a stool. Give them a stool. But do you understand what I'm saying, though? They have to be has to be this isolation.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we determine whether or not. So you do this over a period of a few days with a few people, do it like a week.
Yeah.
Right. And then you record the results, and then you get to see whether or not this woman is having fake remote real orgasms.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the only way you can do that.
Yeah.
So that's science. And that's the type of science that is happening. So you're getting dupable too, right? All of a sudden, you're a little more dupable.
Yeah.
Just because you fuck with science. And that's science.
Well, it's also just because I'm American and I love the tomfoolery.
Yeah. Like, well, that's fair. You are American. We're not going to deny your nationality. Mm-hmm. But, there's other things. Like, I'm trying to think of... Some of them are not as impressive if you don't understand math.
If you don't understand math, okay.
Right? Am I being a dick? Is that condescending?
Maybe.
Is that condescending?
Because I'm assuming you understand math, and you're trying to make sure the rest of us understand math to the point that we can get this.
Okay, I don't know if I can bring everybody up to my level of math, but I have enough of an understanding about math to understand these things, right? So. Or to understand that these things are impressive,
mm-hmm.
right?
Tell us your impressive math.
So here, this is from.
If we don't get it, it's because we're too stupid.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is. So let's start off with the analogy. The analogy they use, I think, is good because I'm not a genius, and this really helped me understand and follow. At one point, I was like, when he was setting up the analogy, I was like, dude, come on, really? Do I need this? But then as it got deeper, it was like, oh man, thank God he did that goat and sheep thing for me. So the goat and the sheep, right?
Yeah.
Goats very stubbornly do not believe in psi or what we're calling magic,
mm-hmm.
right? They don't believe those things exist.
Yeah.
Sheep very eagerly agree that these things exist.
Yes.
Okay. So you have them flip a coin 100 times, and you do this experiment over a period, over a long period of time, right? Flip a coin 100 times, and they try to call what the coin is going to be, right? So they're just basically calling a coin, 100 times calling a coin. The sheep who eagerly believe in psi, in the possibility of magic. And magic really is the ability to use your brain to affect the environment around you in some way, right? Like staring at a person and making them turn around and look directly at you, like making them feel weird and turn around and see you staring at them, mm-hmm. right? That is affecting your environment with your mind, technically.
Yeah.
Right? So people who believe in psi and then people who don't believe in psi, people who don't believe you can affect the environment with your mind, tend to be also pessimistic people, if you don't mind me saying so, right? People that don't have any hope in being able to, you know, affect or like even if you're like, you know, if you want to do something different in your house between foul shots in a basketball game because like, ah, fuck, I want to miss, you know, you want them to miss and you want to have a part.
Yeah.
It's something. If you it's ridiculous, but you also ride that wave for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Right? People who don't ride that wave at all tend to be pessimistic or negative people.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I just think that's a perspective. And they just have a view that tends towards that.
Okay.
Right? So I'm also probably setting this up to fit the results a little bit too. So
okay.
I apologize if that ends up being the case. If that's already, well, whatever. So here are the results. So the people that didn't. So what would you expect the results to be?
50-50. Just
50-50, right?
Yeah.
And that is what they found out. Is the general, just like with just regular coin flipping, 50-50.
Yeah.
Guessing 50-50. Now, add this psi thing and that these people expressed their impression about psi. Psi, no, hate it, boom, flip coins. Psi, yes, love it, flip coins, right? The goats?
Yes.
They were about at 50% or lower, right?
Yeah.
So they were either about what you would expect, and if you believe in psi, the negative pushed them, their negative perspective energy may have pushed them lower. You know, that may have been the reason why it was lower if you're using these results, right?
Right.
The sheep, they were over 50% by like 6%. They were like at, their average was like 56%.
Yeah. That's huge.
That's a huge fucking, and that's just like where, like, of course there were people higher.
Yeah.
You know, there were people up in ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, and there were people, but there was nobody on the didn't believe in psi, like up in those areas. Like
yeah.
nobody who didn't believe got lucky. Only the people believe they could get lucky got lucky.
Right.
Which
is that?
And that's measurable. That's like, that's an experiment that can be replicated.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, like you said, what is that?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. I tell you what it is.
What?
Is you just got duped. You just got duped, right? It's hard not to at least think that there's something.
Yeah.
Something.
It's like the downside of believing in it is like, I got duped. Like, you know what I mean? Like yeah. Why not? Like, and see, have the fun of believing in it.
Or yeah.
why not try it? You know, like, I don't know. It seems like what you're giving up is a lot.
Yeah. And you don't lose anything.
Right.
You know, it's like you've believed in things before.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of like the, but that's Pasquale's wager is what they call it.
Uh-huh.
Pascal's wager.
You're right around it.
Do you know it?
No. I mean, I've heard
okay,
of it before.
Oh, okay. You said that in a very condescending way as if you were like, yeah, you almost got it. How about you try one more time and see what we can do?
Yeah.
But you know what it is, right?
But you tell me.
It's like it's basically damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah.
No, that's not what it
no?
is at all. So Pascal's wager is, so you might as well believe in God. Because if you believe in him and he's real, you go to heaven.
Yeah.
If you don't believe in him and he's real, you go to hell.
Yeah.
If you don't believe in him and he's not real, eh.
Yeah.
so you might as well believe in them.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of what... I think that is... I think once you can apply that to a situation...
Yeah.
You can dupe anybody. I think that's the key. That dilemma, that decision-making process is the key to duping people, right? Because it's, you can just apply that across the board. Like, it's like, you might as well buy Bitcoin, right?
Yeah.
You know, or you might as well invest with Bernie Madoff, right?
Yeah.
He's making people so much money.
Might as well.
But isn't he scam? It seems like a scam. But he's making people money, so you might as well try. I mean, what's the worst that could happen? What could you lose?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. It's like once you can apply that, I feel like people are easily duped. That's a thunderstorm.
Yeah, I saw the lightning.
Yeah. I don't know if we should continue podcasting during a thunderstorm.
I don't think.
Yeah, all right. So let's see if we can close this out. Is there anybody you want to fight this week?
Oh, boy. My phone that translated a voicemail into "Hey, sweetheart," when the person said, "Hey, Ansley."
Wait, what? So somebody left a voicemail. You read the transcript.
Yeah.
And the transcript said,
"Hey, sweetheart," and then it went into the message.
Into the message. You listened to the message and the guy said, "Hey, Ansley."
Yeah.
Yeah, your phone is definitely condescending at the very least.
Right. Yeah. What?
Yeah, because it's definitely your phone.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, I know what he meant.
Yeah.
I know what he meant, little lady.
Yeah.
You so calm down, little lady.
You too, phone. You too? Really?
Yeah. Hashtag you too. Hashtag you too. Yeah. That's pretty ridiculous. I mean, how does that even happen?
You know
that goes to somebody. There's a human being that does that.
The types your messages? No way, really?
Yes, absolutely.
It's not a computer?
No, it goes to somebody. If you want it not going to somebody, you have to turn it off.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It goes to, because that's the same thing with like talk to text.
Yeah.
It basically goes to, it goes to something.
So there's people out there having people's text message conversations?
Basically.
All the time?
I mean, that's how I'm operating.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying anything or I'm saying only things I want them to hear.
No, it's a voice-activated conversion.
No, it's not happening in your phone. It is going to a place, being converted. But they also have the opportunity to use, there's an AI for you as well.
Yeah.
So some of it that can't be done by the phone is done by the phone. So you ever notice, like, you talk to, you text, you say something, and then it's a bunch of it wasn't even close.
Yeah.
Right? And then it erases, and then the correct thing comes up.
I don't do talk to text.
Yeah, it does. That happens. Because what's happening is the AI is like, this is what I think she said.
Yeah.
And the person listening is like, nah, this is what she said.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how that works.
Like, are these people in India sitting in big boxes just all typing in a computer? Like, this sounds crazy to me.
It sounds crazy. I just imagine them being like 15-year-old girls. Yeah. just like with their just like banging it out. I don't know. Or it just could be magic.
Stop it. Just could be magic. I'm all duped up right now. I don't know what's real.
Yeah, you don't know what to believe after this, right? Goodness gracious, I got you. I got you. After 18 years, I finally duped you. Now what am I going to be able to make you do?
Oh, no.
Man, how funny would that be if, like, I was trying to dupe you into believing in magic and just like telephone technology.
This is like your life purpose.
This whole time.
Been working towards it.
This whole time. It's just like, oh, I bet I can make her believe in magic. It's only going to take me 18 years and 3 kids, but I can do it. I know I can do this. All right. So you want to fight a 15. It is a person you want to fight. And I'm assuming it's a woman. You can call me sexist if you want to. Just like women type so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like women type faster than men, I would say.
Yeah.
Right? And it's always like every type in class, it's always was the case.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't know if I would say this is a woman's job, but this is definitely a job women would excel at. Right? Yeah. They love listening to people's conversations and they're really fast at typing.
Okay.
Right? I don't think I said anything sexist, right? I think what I just said is objectively true.
So you know when they have things on Facebook that are like people, like their phones like auto-correcting their text?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that they're typing it. They're not saying it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But still, who knows what's doing that?
Yeah. People are messing with people.
No, I don't think autocorrect. I know for a fact autocorrect isn't that, because when my desktop is not connected to the internet, it still does autocorrect.
Okay.
Woo! That was a big weight off your shoulders. But watch this. Watch this, world. Let me ask you this question, Ansley.
What?
What are you worried about?
It's just weird. It's just weird.
Is it?
Yeah.
But what are you worried about?
It's an invasion of my privacy.
What is your privacy? That's my whole point. Like, what are you?
I'm allowed to have, like, not other people can't have my conversation, like, read every word.
Yeah, I guess that's how I end up part of the shit. Because, I mean, because it's like, at the end of the day, I'm like, what am I even really, like, other than having my financial information?
Yeah.
Like, what am I really keeping secret? you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's how you get into being like, yeah, the government can listen to my phone calls. I don't care.
I don't want the government listening. I want a 15-year-old girl is, you know, just like typing, like, yeah, absolutely. It's like some Indian, like, that's like, yeah, like, do it. Yeah. Do it. You know what I mean? Like some chick in a box getting remote orgasms, like, doing my text, like, yeah, do what you do. But, all right, I think that's enough. I don't want to get struck by lightning. I feel like this is a good shorty, Mm-hmm. This is like pretty deep into one subject.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. It was pretty, it was interesting. I almost want to listen to it. It was like a TED Talk. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I feel like the lightning's telling us to stop now, because if we stop now, all the information will sink in.
Yeah.
It's like, this is magic.
This is
magic.
Make it magic.